We've been looking back at the flooding that hit many parts of Colorado in 2013. 9 people died in the floodwaters, and thousands of others were left stranded, only to be rescued by helicopter. Early on, KUNC's Erin O'Toole spoke with one of those evacuees about the experience, and recently she had the opportunity to reconnect with him.
The town of Pinewood Springs is located in Larimer County between Lyons and Estes Park. During the worst of the flood, access to the town was completely cut off, and most of the community's 600 or so residents found themselves boarding a Chinook helicopter and being taken either to Fort Collins or Boulder. Kerry Grimes and his wife, Allison, were among those evacuated. I spoke to him by phone then about the experience.
As we were getting on, we were supposed to go to Fort Collins, but the pilot actually said, hey, you know, you're going to Boulder instead.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't want to go to Boulder, you can get off, but that's where we're going.
They spent some time at the Boulder YMCA before temporarily relocating to his boss's home, where they anxiously awaited for news on their house and their neighbors. They were relatively lucky. Damage was minimal, and they were able to get back after about 6 weeks. Now, 5 years later, life in the town of Pinewood Springs is mostly back to normal. I met Kerry there and asked him to pick up the story of that day when they realized things were serious.
So it had been raining for several days, and I think it was September 11th, 2013, and I actually tried to go to work. My wife and I kind of discussed it a little bit, but I'm like, I'm going to try to get down to work. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much immediately got blocked off by our volunteer fire folks who said the road has been washed out that way. And then so I asked if I could go up to Estes Park, and they said, nope, you can't go that way either. The road's been washed out. So, at that point, I just came back home, and we went for a little hike that we normally do. Mm-hmm. And immediately, you know, you could just tell things were different. There was little side streams coming down where there had never been before. Yeah. And we crossed one little, that used to be like a little stream, and it was a kind of a river, and we crossed that. And then we got to the main river, and it was just an ocean of, you know, almost like waves and rocks and just trees, and it was kind of spooky.
That river he's referring to is the Little Thompson. Normally, it's not much more than a trickle, but when he and his wife Allison walked down there with their dog on that Thursday, it was a very different river.
When we first got down here, this bridge over here on the right had just washed out, and we could see the residents on the other side of the bridge standing there, mm-hmm. and they were actually isolated. So we actually, the community started calling that Kiowa Island, because this road is a Kiowa road. Yeah, they were trapped over there, so this is the early exit out, and the river was too high to cross, probably for weeks. So the residents actually built this ATV trail on the hillside over there that they could at least walk out or get ATV'd out.
You want to walk over to the field?
Sure.
I asked Kerry to show me where the Chinook helicopter landed and took off. I was curious what it felt like when they found out it was their only viable way out.
Other people might have different feelings depending on their experience with the flood.
Yeah.
But no, for me, I mean, honestly, there was a little bit of excitement, a little bit of panic when they said, you know, you have to be self-sufficient for a couple of weeks. That really kind of kicked in, you know, a little bit of panic. But
yeah.
But it turns out we were really only up here kind of trapped for 5 days before the helicopters took us out. So
only 5 days.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the community changed at all since the flood?
You know, I definitely think it got tighter in terms of, you know, most of the houses here are fairly spaced out. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes tough to meet your neighbors. But I think during that flood, I mean, we met a lot of people who we had frankly never met before. When you're out there, you know, digging trenches around houses to for water to, you know, so it doesn't fall into people's houses, you kind of gain that sense of community.
As Kerry continued to show me around, it was obvious that while most things are back to the way they were, some things are forever changed.
We are on the Little Thompson River in Pinewood Springs. Specifically, this is an area that really got hit hard by the flood. It used to be a lot of trees and meadows, and but when the floodwaters came through, it totally wiped out this whole area and uprooted all the trees, and it just became like a rocky wasteland.
Did you always know that you would come back here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we came back relatively quickly compared to a lot of our neighbors. We were back in 6 weeks, albeit over rough roads, and at only certain times of the day could you make it back up here because they were repairing the road.
Yeah.
a lot of people, you know, didn't come back for 6 months or a year, and a few didn't even come back at all. So, but for us, I think it was never really a question.
And though they expected fires and not floods, Carrie says he and his wife are now more prepared than they were.
You did say you were going to get a generator. I'm just curious what happened. Did you?
We did, yeah. Yep. I actually got one right after I got back. Haven't really had occasion to use it, though, honestly.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Erin O'Toole, KUNC, in Pinewood Springs.